Hallelujah. Indeed, he is the God who can do things for us that no man can. We give him praise for all things.
I'm not sure I understand.
Whatever. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord, oh God, that your will is done in our lives this day. You are exalted King, our Redeemer, our Provider, our peace, our joy, our everything. Thank you, Lord, that you see us, you remember us, you care about us, you understand us. And even before we ask for anything, you provide for it. You are a God who graces us with many benefits every day. And Lord, today, we ask that you teach us your ways. Open our eyes to see clearly those things that you have so generously provided. And may we enjoy your goodness all of our days, Father. Be exalted. Let our lives praise you at all times. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yeah, it's good to see you all this evening. We welcome those that are here and those that online, because they are not able to be here with us this evening for our time of prayer. We celebrate the goodness of God in all of our lives. His faithfulness called us out of darkness and revealed his marvelous light unto us. Firstly, I want to thank God for the successful elections that we have had here in our city. The Lord called us to pray about it and to make certain that certain individuals did not come to the position of authority in our city, because that was going to generate so much bad news for us spiritually. And even though the system believed that that individual was going to be in position of authority, the financial backing said that, the polls said that, everything pointed to that, but we knew what God wanted, and we talked to the Father about it, and he needs us to talk to him about it. We need to declare the will of God done in the earth as it is in heaven. And we thank God that the will of God in heaven was that which was manifested in the earth. Amen. I had the privilege of sitting with the new mayor about this month, the beginning of the month. Sat at the same table at a function, and he is the person that is there now. He was not our, to say the truth, he was not the one supposed to be mayor. The person who was supposed to be mayor, I met in the same gathering. I was standing by the person who was taking pictures with the premier. And I turned to the person, I said, "Why are you not running for mayor?" You're supposed to be married. He started giving me all kinds of excuses. I said, you were supposed to be. But we have somebody that is there now. That's the next person. You know, and it taught me something. Something that I've always known. That when we might have been chosen and picked for something, when we don't come to play, somebody else takes the place. I don't want to be left out or miss my position for any reason. I must be. And the individual was saying to me, if things don't get better, I will run next time. And I'm thinking, I don't think you have next time. This was your chance. There's no next time. But God is a merciful God. But that's not what is to play. But what we do have now, God can make great. So we will pray for this new leader of our city and ask God to infuse into his spirit his mindset, that he will have the boldness, the agility, the creativity, the vision of God for our city, and that God will raise up this city to its rightful place. God has a will in heaven that needs to be made manifest in the earth. So we will thank God for who we have and thank God that God will use him to accomplish his purpose. Amen? Hallelujah. Well, let us start out this evening by just saying thanks to God. Thank you, Lord, for our city, the city of Winnipeg, and for the smooth elections that just took place. And pray for all of the leaders, from the trustees to members of council, to those in the bureaucracy that are there right now, that everyone will work together for the greater purposes of God for our city. First part of our city starts with W-I-N. We are Winnipeg. Winners are pegged here. I know some people want to say it's Winterpeg, but they don't know nothing about anything. This is Winnipeg. So let us thank God for this great city and for the great things that he's going to do in this city and for the expansion of this city and for the incorporation of the different parts around the different communities around this city, because God wants to make this the greater Winnipeg area, that different other municipalities and communities will see the sense of synergy, coming together, working together for the greater purpose. They will still have their mayors and their systems, but it's all happening from a central point, building together for a greater city as God wants it to be. Amen? Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Thank you, Father, for our great city, Winnipeg. Thank you, Lord, O God, that you have raised up leaders in this city. We ask, O God, that your hand will rest upon every elected leader. Thank you, Lord, O God, that your hand is resting upon them. And Lord, O God, that they are pursuing your heartbeat. They are pursuing after your will. Lord, O God, we ask, O God, for grace to come upon all of our leaders and the bureaucratic system working with them and around them. And Lord, O God, that they will not be caught up with red tape. But Lord, O God, that there will be an agility, a flexibility, an ability, and creativity. O Lord, O God, of perceiving the vision that you have for our greater Winnipeg area. The different communities will begin to align themselves rather than separating themselves into different elements. That they will begin to see the utility of coming together in unity. Lord, O God, and building together. So, Lord, O God, that this greater Winnipeg area will be filled with the intensity of the perspectives of heaven. Lord God Almighty, in the name of Jesus Christ, remove, O God, from our system the corruption that seeks to divide and conquer. Remove from our system, Lord, O God, evil agendas. Lord God Almighty, you have a will for this city in the center of Canada, in the center of North America. We ask, O God, that this city will begin to play its role in the vitality, O God, of your Holy Spirit. Lord, O God, that from this place, O God, will go forth great power and great wisdom, great insight. Lord, O God, that will spread, O God, from place to place to place. Father, use this place as a hub for miracles, hub in the area, O God, of commerce, a hub in the area of education, a hub, Lord, O God, in every perspective. Father, in the name of Jesus, do a thing, O God, of greatness. We pray, O God, for our new mayor, Scott. We ask, O God, that you rest your hand upon him, that you raise him up, that you shatter the strongholds of fear and self-doubt. Lord, O God, in the name of Jesus, that he will begin to see himself with the eyes that you see him, that he can be used of you as a visionary. Embed within him now an anointing that destroys yokes and removes burdens. Let this city flourish under his leadership, because Lord, O God, he follows you. Father, discomfit anyone that is around him that does not belong. Take them out, remove them quickly, and grant to God the help that he needs. Thank you, Lord, O God, for help from above. Thank you, Lord, for help from within. Thank you for help from without. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise, that all help is orchestrated by you, our King forever. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, our passage of scripture for our prayer emphasis today is going to be Psalm 67. Psalm 67. Psalm 67 says, God be merciful unto us. God, be merciful unto us. That is such a powerful word there. The word merciful here is not the word chesed, it's the word konan. And it's, it is, the picture is of a great person stooping down to be a blessing to an inferior. Such a powerful word. A superior bestowing favor. That's the picture of our Lord Jesus Christ, who, though he was God, humbled himself to become a man, humbled himself even to the point of death, so that you and I can receive an elevation, a rising. We're going to pray today. Lord, stoop down in your mercy to bless us, because we are not big enough to reach you. Reach us with your blessing. We don't have the capacity to stretch out to you. Reach down and bless us. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we ask, O God, that you, in your loving kindness and tender mercies, will stoop to make contact with us and to bless us. Bless, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Barak. Barak. Bless. Bless. In your loving kindness and tender mercies, bless. Touch us. See us. See us, Lord. Even as you saw Zacchaeus, stopped by the tree where Zacchaeus was, and your mercy was extended to him because you visited with him, we ask, O God, that you will visit us again. Grant us, O God, a visitation of your Spirit, a visitation that forever changes us. Oh, Father, Barak, bless, Father, bless, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord, that you're reaching down in your mercy to bless us. Hallelujah. The next part of the verse says, and cause his face to shine upon us. And cause his face to shine upon us. Ore. Shine. This is a very specific word. The best way I can explain it is, no matter how much light we have here, if we have a spotlight that focuses on your face and illuminates your face, that makes you noticeable, make certain that you set apart, you are highlighted. Cause his face to highlight me. Amen? Cause his face to highlight us as his chosen, as his picked out one. That is the blessing. that you stand out. In the midst of the crowd, that you stand out, not because of your physical height, not because of your wonderful looks, not because of your outfit, but because God just highlights you. I remember many years ago, Mama and I were going on a very long journey where we're not in business class. I think we might have been in premium economy or something like that. I don't know what we had. And we just came and we're standing in the midst of all of these people. And this lady walks past all of the people, come to us, grab both of us, come with me. And we go with her. She says, give me your ticket. Hand her a ticket. She rips it up. And she gives us business class, spotlight. That didn't just happen. That's over there. God can spotlight us, cause his face to shine upon us. In essence, smile on me. You know, little children, babies, learn how to smile from watching the smile of their caretaker, whether that caretaker is a mother, father, siblings, a nurse, whoever it is, to learn and to mimic what they see. So in essence then, when the face of God shines upon you, you capture that shining. Moses saw not his face, but his backside. And his face shone. And the Bible tells us when Moses asked to see the glory of God, God says, no, I'm not going to show you my glory, but I will let my goodness pass before you. So part of the shining of God is God's goodness. And God's goodness shines upon you, and you begin to reflect that same glory as the sun, or rather as the moon reflects the glory of the sun, that you begin to reflect the glory of God's goodness in enjoying that goodness and walking in that goodness. Amen? So we're going to ask, Lord, highlight, spotlight, reveal your goodness in my life. Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Thank you, Father, for the spotlight. Thank you, Lord, O God, for the elevation. Thank you, Lord, O God, for the projection of your presence of your glory, of your goodness upon us. Smile over us. We enjoy the splendor of knowing your peace, of knowing your goodness and enjoying it, elevated by it, promoted by it, your blessings immeasurable, resting upon us. Lord, oh God, that when evil was thought, when people see us, they'll have a change of mind and extend goodness instead. Open doors of opportunity, ideas being birthed within our spirit strategies being released, oh God, onto us because of your enabling presence. Thank you, Father, that this day and every day you're showing to us that you are a good God and that your blessings forever will abide. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Because your face shines upon us, it says that thy way may be known upon earth. The knowing of God's ways will be known upon the earth. And says thy saving health among all nations. All of this because the goodness of God is manifested upon us. It will impact lives, people all around the world, in the nations. They will see something here, something here, something here. We cannot explain it. This has got to be something more than what man can do. Hallelujah. When you're taken from nowhere, you're placed in a place of great honor because those that deal with you see something that's extraordinary. Sat with leaders around the world at the same table. And sometimes you wonder, how did I get here? I don't know anybody that could have gotten me here. How did I get here? It's because God takes you and walks with you. And you picked out. But you picked out because of God's face shining upon you. I think that's a wonderful prayer to pray before you step out of your home on any given day. Lord, let your face shine upon me. Highlight me today for good. Amen. Hallelujah. Decorated with the goodness of God. Praise the Lord. It is a good thing to experience, so that the people in the earth will know your way, to know your ways, and they will experience your saving, healing power amongst all nations, all ethnic groups. Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Thank you, Father, that because your grace and your favor is upon our lives, people begin to know your way. Jesus, our Lord, you said, I am the way. So, Lord, because of your grace in the shining of your light, let people come to know you. The word says of God, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto myself. Father, help us, O God, to shine so brightly that people, O God, find their way to you and do not stumble. And Lord, O God, that the nations will experience divine health. Lord God, that because your glory of favor is upon our lives, healings will take place in nations. They will be healed in their economy. They will be healed in their spirituality, healed in their society, healed in their politics, healed where they need healing. Because of God, your hand is upon us. Father, we trust you that as your church, Lord, oh God, you will cause us to be highlighted And Lord, oh God, I will not look to the world for solutions and answers, but rather that the world will look to us for answers and for the solutions that they need. Because, Lord, they see very clearly that whatever it is that they are doing is failed. It's a failed system. But they find, oh God, that your church, your people, your sons and your daughters are moving progressively under the unction and the anointing of the Holy Spirit, living life fulfilled, empowered, clear, oh God, in the direction and sense of purpose. We thank you, Lord, oh God, that your anointing is destroying yokes and removing burdens and making possibilities possible. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Amen. Verse 3 and 4 together. It says, let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon the earth. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Amen. Our focus here is to ask that God will establish the mentality of true praise and worship. The leaders said to Jesus, stop these children or these people from praising. And their summation of what praise in that case was because people were crying, Hosanna, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Now, Hosanna means Lord help. So part of praising God is our acknowledgement that God truly is the source of our provision. He's the one that can truly help us. That acknowledgement gives praise to God. It is not just our shouting of hallelujah. It's not just our clapping of our hands. It's not just in our singing a song. It includes all of that. The singing of songs of joy, of celebration. But it's in our knowing that God truly is our present help. And we're not looking for plan B and plan C. There are no contingencies. Just my faith is in the Lord, the creator of the heavens and the earth. He is my source. He is my helper. He is my peace. He is the answer to every situation that I now face or will ever face. I give God praise. Amen? So let's just begin to thank God for that mindset of total surrender of worship and the acknowledgement that there is a God and he is sovereign and supreme over us and over all the earth. He is our provider. Pray. Heavenly Father, when we are surrounded by situations and circumstances, so many times we want to look around to see if there's help from someone or from somewhere. But our greatest demonstration of faith and praise is to look nowhere else but to seek you first, that you are not our second or third or fourth or last point of reference, but at all times that you are our first and last, our beginning and end. Lord, O God, give us as your people that heart, that mindset, that focus, that we see you as our everything, our all. Your word, O God, is true. And we thank you, Lord, O God, that we as your people will always praise you. We worship you. We magnify you. We thank you, Lord, that as we yada, bless your holy name, exalt you as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, a Lord, O God, that your will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. We cast away from our lives everything that is not of you, that is not true. And we cleave to you deliberately, unashamedly. We turn to you. We look to you and say that you are God, our everything, our all. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Father, that because we praise and give you thanks, we have been shut out as weapons of faith, as your arrows, and we hit the target at all times. For our lives praise you. Our worship adores you. Glory be to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. Praise God. I didn't mention it to you in the time of explanation, but I pray that this word here, praise, which is the word yada, which is a word for Judah, also means to shoot something, to shoot an arrow. In essence, when we praise God, we become a weapon. That strikes at the enemy and cuts the enemy down. May our praise at all times become expressions of warfare. Hallelujah. Let it become that shout that causes walls to collapse. And one of the key things that praise does is found in the sixth verse. It says in the B part of verse 5, or let me read all verse 5. Let the people praise you, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase. In essence, the word of God is telling us here But the earth is not giving to us its full capacity. That the earth is holding back its increase and is giving to us what seems to be normal, what seems to be just enough to get by. But there's increase that needs to be released. Joel tells us that God will cause us to experience the restoration of the years. Amen. Those years are years of increase. Things have been held back. And the Word of God tells us that the key to getting that increase is praise. Now, when we have a sense of lack around us, it's hard for us to praise, because our focus is on what we don't have. But that's not what the Lord teaches us to do. The Bible says when he had the 5,000 hungry men, not counting the women or the children, and all he had was 5 loaves and 2 fishes, he lifted it up and gave thanks. Because that's how increase is yielded. And when we come to the most difficult, tight spot, that we don't look at the problem, we look up with thanksgiving. It's so easy to look around you and pull from what's around you. What you have around you, it's not going to solve the problem that you got. You need an interference that will cause what's around you to release what it has been holding back. It has to yield it. It has to yield it. That's a powerful thought, that the increase that we need is yielded, it's released. How many of you heard the name Nathan or Nathaniel before? Heard that name? Okay, that's the word, Nathan. Nathan. So when you talk about Nathan or Nathan or Nathaniel, you're talking about one that needs to yield, release, give it up. Let the earth give up. Let it go. Let the earth, that word Nathan also means to ascribe, to give a consignment. Wow. Let the earth consign to you. Let the earth ascribe to you. Strange sense of that word, yield, is the word avenge. In other words, in this case, avenge you means whatever it is that's been held back, released forcefully to you. Grab it, yeah, meant for you. May God, as I praise him, as you praise him, cause our that which has been assigned to us to locate us. Amen? Locate us. It's like having a mark, some kind of a attachment put on you, and somebody shoots something 20 miles from here, and that thing is looking for that mark, and it finds you, but not in an evil way, but in a good way, that no matter where you are, if you were 20 feet underground, it will find itself to find you, to locate you. No matter where I am, praise will cause the blessing to locate me. Hallelujah. It will cause the blessing to locate me. So my best time to praise God is when it looks like I shouldn't. But when I praise God, it's like pushing a button that sets off an alarm. Amen? So that I am located. Praise the Lord. Amen. So let us pray. God, let the blessings of the earth find me. Let the increase of God find me. And not only that, it says, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. In essence, this is a matching program. Whatever it is that you did not have finds you, and now I'm going to come and I'm going to bless you too for all of your pain and suffering, for all of the struggle that you've gone through. This is my blessing upon your life. It must find you. Amen? Let us pray that prayer. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you are the God who is locating us. You're locating me. You're locating my family. You're locating, oh God, our partners. We're locating, oh God, our congregation. You're locating, oh God, every one of us by your Spirit. Lord, oh God, everyone, oh God, that has spoken a word of blessing. Lord, oh God, release a word of praise, worship, and adoration unto you on our behalf. Father, in the name of Jesus, you are locating every single one with the unction of your favor, locating everyone with your blessings. And Lord, thank you, Lord, oh God, that the earth is yielding its increase right this very moment. The earth is releasing whatever it's held back. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. 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 In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, that the whole earth is yielding its consignment, yielding, oh God, that which has been orchestrated and planned and purposed unto us. In the name of Jesus, that your blessings are pursuing after us and overtaking us. Lord, oh God, there is nothing, oh God, stopping, oh God, the mighty move of your Spirit. Thank you, Lord, oh God, that your anointing is destroying yokes and removing burdens. Father, we worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Help us, oh God, to praise you. Help us, oh God, to worship you. Help us, oh God, to adore you. Let our times of prayer, oh God, be mostly time of just praising and worshiping you. Lord, for you already know what our needs are, even before we ask. We thank you, Lord, oh God, that we can bring praises to you. Your word says, enter into my gates, your gates, with thanksgiving, and your courts with praise. Lord, oh God, may this, oh God, be our method of operation at all times. In the name of Jesus, that we follow that truth to do that which is pleasing in your sight. Lord, mark us, O God, with your name and release your blessings immeasurably. Lord, O God, tell a new story about our lives. And Lord, O God, that when we talk about what you have done, people say that it's not possible that you were way down like that and you're way up like this at such a short period of time. Lord, O God, all because, Father, your blessings has catapulted us into a place of divine blessings. Our status, O God, is elevated because the earth yields its increase. And you are God, our precious Heavenly Father, have located us and matched the blessing on our lives, the yielding of the earth, with your increase. In Jesus' name, we give you praise. Thank you, Father. Amen. And last but not least, God shall bless us and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Hallelujah. All the ends of the earth shall fear him. What a powerful verse. Why do they fear him? Because the earth has yielded its increase. And God, even our God, has blessed us. It's amazing how the fear of God in Scripture is connected to God blessing us. Now, this fear is not just a fear of fright, but a fear of reverence, that people see the hand of God on our lives and they reverence that. If you have to tell people that they should have reverence because you're in a place, they should stop swearing and using bad words and whatever else, then something is wrong. Something is wrong. Nobody goes before the queen or the king, as it is now, and just starts swearing. Does not happen. When people become disrespectful, it's because they do not see the difference. When people don't see the difference between their status and your status, and they could care less about that, they become disrespectful. And they say all kinds of crazy things. But when they do see it, they become respectful. Many years ago, and it's one thing to, I don't want you to misunderstand what I'm about to say, because certainly the Lord Jesus Christ was a friend of sinners and hung around the common man and all of that. He knew who he was. But even though he hung around them, they knew there was something different about him, because they couldn't heal the sick, but he did. And so he hanging around them was a sense of honor, of being accepted, of being received. But there are times when your status and your character do not line up with that high level of honor. And so whatever it is that you do that looks like what the common man will do only drags you down and drags your office down. Many years ago, I'm sure you guys know that if my first country that I was at before the Lord commissioned me to come to Canada was the United States. And I remember so well when Clinton was either going to become president or was just newly chosen to be president. He was in one of, I think it was David Letterman's show or something like that. And he loves playing the saxophone, and I love the saxophone, and he starts playing the saxophone on this night show. And I sat down there watching this. I said, oh my, this guy just reduced the level of that office. It's a good thing, but he just did something that's going to reduce the position and make it possible for people to speak negatively against that office. And what do you know it? He confirmed it with his moral failures and the position of the president collapsed and has been collapsing. It started with Clinton and just playing the saxophone. Many times, our position of reverence is impacted by the lives of people that we see, how they carry themselves. This passage of Scripture says, God shall bless us and all the ends, the extremities of the earth, the cessations of the earth, things that come to an end, anything that has an ending shall reverence God, shall fear him. Now, that's a very powerful thought, that all the ends of the earth, anything that has an ending, shall fear him. Now, what is it that has an ending? The Lord says, whatever the Father has not planted shall be rooted out. And I want you to see it from this perspective. Everything that has an end has to fear him, because the blessing of God is upon my life. Anything that has an ending built into it must fear God because of the blessing of God on my life. Sickness, failure, confusion, anything that has an end. Man lives and dies, must fear, must reverence God. Why? God has spotlighted me. His face shines upon me. Therefore, it must fear God. It must reverence God. It must give honor to the Most High because of my life. Our prayer focus then is this. God, anything that has an ending, that wants to bring endings into my life, end it by causing your glory to rest upon my life so that that ending is afraid of starting anything in my life that would dishonor God. Poverty must not look at me. Sickness and disease must not look at me. Anything that is not of God has no right to look at me. Let the fear of the Lord strike deep into the heart of anything that must not be operational in my life. Because God, my God, has blessed me. Pray. Thank you, Lord, that anything, O God, that has an ending must not begin the work of ending in my life. It must honor, respect, revere your glorious name, and therefore bow itself in reverence, knowing, O God, its limitations. In the mighty name of Jesus, we declare this day by the authority of your word that you are exalted, Father, will do extraordinary things in our lives. For God, you are God, and you reign forever. Lord God Almighty, let the spirit of ending that ends that which is good, for all that is good is in you. Let that which is good, that which is a blessing, never be ended in our lives. So put an end to that which wants to bring in endings. For Father, you're God who continues to bless, elevate, increase, and enlarge. And there is no ending in you. We bless your holy name. For you are the fullness of all. And your fullness is manifested in our lives. We embrace you, Lord. We say yes and amen to your will and to your word. Let all there is in you yield its increase unto us. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let your face shine upon us. May we glow and be illuminated because you've spotlighted us by the anointing. You spotlighted our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ at his baptism. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. The Mount of Transfiguration, you set him apart. This is my beloved Son. Hear ye him. Lord, let your smile, your face, your countenance do a work of grace and announce us for your glory and honor. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. In closing, let us just thank God for the service this Sunday. And God will be with us, that he will do something new, and that he will catapult us in his graces to experience his divine favor in every situation. Let's close in prayer with that. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, that this Sunday, that you will be with us on this, the 30th day of the month of October. Be with us. Shine forth in the fullness of your glory in our midst. Heal the sick. Deliver the oppressed. Captivate our hearts and cause our hearts, O God, to bow in true humility before you. Let our praise, O God, cause the earth yield its increase. Let our praise, O God, rise before you. Let our prayers, O God, be as sweet incense, our offerings as sweet sacrifice unto you. Visit us, Lord, in your loving kindness and your tender mercies. Stoop down. Kanan, God of mercy, and meet us here. And we thank you, Lord, O God, that the activities, O God, of the evil realm, and that the portals that the enemy wants to open on the last day of this month, that those portals of darkness be shut in the name of Jesus. Lord, O God, let the communication of the dark world, O God, collapse, shatter their systems in the mighty name of Jesus. Let their activities fail completely in all the earth. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that every satanic agenda will fail completely in the name of Jesus. Lord, O God, communications, O God, will be so crossed, the Lord, O God, that they will fire at themselves and destroy themselves in the name of Jesus. All of their plans, O God, dismantled by the authority of your word. Fire! In the name of Jesus, fall and burn, Lord, O God, burn them, O God, in their secret holes, in their secret halls, Father God, wherever their inscriptions are, Lord God, wipe it off. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father, in Jesus' name, let every curse that they want to generate, oh God, go back to them immediately. In the mighty name of Jesus, every evil agenda, oh God, fall upon them. Let, oh God, the pits that they have dug, may they fall into their own pits and be buried, oh God, in their own pits. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, oh God, that the spirit of the dragon, oh God, in the name of Jesus, is beheaded by the authority of your word. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you, Lord, oh God. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. You are the mighty God of war. Lord, oh God, let your war, oh God, roar, roar, Father, roar in your fullness, oh God, and shatter the powers of darkness. Thank you, Lord, oh God, that it is so done. Lord, oh God, the agenda for war is canceled in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. The agenda, O God, of the Antichrist is canceled. Lord, we thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. The sacrifices of evil shall amount to nothing in the mighty name of Jesus. For, Father, we bring you the sacrifice of our praise, knowing, O God, that you and you alone are God, and you reign supreme over all. Blessed be your holy name. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Well, this time let us honor God with our giving. Those of you that are at home, you have the information on your screen. Do respond to it. Honor God today with a gift of faith, an expression of thanksgiving unto the Lord, and the Lord will bless you exceedingly. Amen and amen. Praise God. God bless you, love you, and we celebrate the goodness of God, and we'll look forward to seeing you this Sunday. Amen. And do please be reminded that this Sunday is Missions Sunday. So I want you to prepare a very special offering for missions, especially since we're going to be doing a very important ministry trip for Pakistan in March. We're going to be doing many ministry trips this new year. But the March one is a very important one. And do please give towards it. God bless you. Good night.